Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. My name is Emily Rogers and I am your host. A transition and leadership coach, I have a passion for empowering individuals and organizations to reach their full potential. I am known for my genuine passion in helping others, and I am committed to supporting you whether you're facing a career transition, seeking personal growth, or looking to enhance your leadership skills. I want to empower you to create meaningful and lasting change in your life and your career. Let's dive into today's episode. Happy New Year. I am thrilled to be back. We have had a wonderful holiday over Christmas and New Year with the in-laws down in the South Island. Needless to say, there was a lot of fantastic foods, some wonderful wines, and some really special family moments. But I am really excited to be back. I feel really excited for the year ahead, and I've decided my motto for the year ahead is Roar into 24. Now, I know it might sound a little bit odd, but if you give me a moment, I'll explain. For those of you who have known me for a while, you'll already know that my dear old dad died of cancer in September of 21, and New Zealand and Australia were in lockdown and our borders were closed. There was no way I could be there with him. So we spent our time together on FaceTime, talking and sharing. And in one of those conversations, Dad got really firm with me, insisting that I needed to make some changes in my business and essentially telling me that I needed to show up differently. They're my words, not his, but that's essentially what he was saying. After he died, my journey of rediscovery really began, and I worked with my own coach, Amel. Expat Parenting Abroad, which was my old business name, was refocused and redeveloped, and the Leap to Lead was created and launched in April of 22. So where does Roar into 24 fit in this story? Well, while I felt really proud of the Leap to Lead and I've achieved amazing outcomes for my clients since that refocus and rebrand, I've still felt like there was more I could do. I want to be the coach that people turn to when they think about empowering women and women's careers. I want to be the coach organizations turn to when they think about their talent and moving their people. I want to be known for my incredible coaching skills and my ability to literally change people's lives. I want to have that impact in the world. I want to serve others so they can show up and serve in their own lives. The world needs each of us to serve, to have our own impact. And this is something I haven't shared before, but over the past few months, probably most of 23, I've been going on a bit of a personal journey as well. I've been exploring some of my own inner thoughts and feelings and getting really clear on what I want for myself now and in the future. Some of this time has been spent meditating while I'm walking. Some of the inspirations come from new podcasts I've been listening to. And the journey's led me to feel truly aware of what it is I want and where I see myself going. And I'm certainly not at the end of this journey, and I'm still learning. And I think in the coming months, I'm going to share more about this with you, but I'm teasing you a bit, I know. So there's this internal piece that's been happening for me. What I really want you to know is that there's a lot that's happening behind the scenes. And as I mentioned, I feel really proud of the Leap to Lead, and I have already achieved so much in the past 18 months. But what I hope you're picking up on, maybe in my voice and my tone, is my absolute desire to do more, to have more impact, to give more service, to offer more empowerment, much, much more. It's not that I've been feeling meek or mild, although if I'm honest, I probably have a little. It's important for me that I truly believe I'm capable of more, and I really want to do that for you, for my community. It also means showing up more for my family. I feel absolutely blessed that I have the privilege to manage my own diary, that I'm not beholden to anyone else, that I have flexibility to go out of the office and watch Miss J compete in the athletic zones. I have the flexibility to be offline for Christmas and New Year to focus on family And I hope you enjoyed the Her Life series I recorded while I've been off. And while I'm grateful for all of this, I also want to do more for myself and my family. And Roaring into 24 is about that for me. Roaring into 24 means not just starting the year with a bang, making New Year's resolutions. It means taking control, commanding what I want from my life and business. I hope all this is making sense because I feel a bit rambling when I'm really sharing from my heart. My motto is Roar into 24 because I want more and I know I'm capable of more. So what does that really mean? At the end of 23, I had an amazing day with my business bestie, Wic. We spent a day together planning and working on each other's businesses. We were brainstorming ideas for what the year ahead might look like and what it might include and developing some new tools and resources and making a plan to see it all come to life. I left that day with an energy like I've never felt before. I left that planning day buzzing, not only with ideas, but with that inner zest that I'd been looking for. A focus that not only maps out what I can do, but how I can do it, which is what Roar into 24 is about. For you, it means more opportunities to work with me, from free masterclasses, tools and resources to paid online courses and coaching programs. I want to give you the opportunity to roar into your own life, whatever level of support you want and need from me. As part of this, I want to support you to roar into 24. I want you to not only know what it is you want, but I want you to have a plan for how you're going to achieve it. I want you to have that energy, that buzzing feeling that I experienced when I did this work for myself and the business. So, available right now, I've got an online masterclass, Roar into 24. This isn't about starting the year with a bang. It is about roaring into every aspect of your life. I want to support you to seize the opportunities in front of you, to craft a year that truly reflects your goals and your aspirations. It's a free masterclass, and we're going to explore what you truly want, both personally and professionally. You're going to set meaningful goals that are achievable, yet support you to live your best year. And as I already shared, I really believe it's time for us to all let go of meek and mild and step into our own power, declaring our ambitions and making them happen. This online masterclass is designed to empower you to take charge of your life and have the joy you deserve. Now, I also know it's a busy time of year, so I have pre-recorded this masterclass. So you can download it now. You can enjoy it in your own time, at your own pace. And I've got a dedicated workbook, and there's moments in the masterclass where I will suggest you pause and actually complete the activities to ensure you get the most out of the masterclass. I'm really excited to support you to roar into 24. Together, we are going to do so much more. Go to theleaptolead.com/masterclass. And you can access that pre-recorded training right now. It is there ready for you, and I'm super excited to be able to help you.